Hello, and welcome to Mindful in 5, helping you discover your peaceful path. I'm your host, Spiwa Jefferson, author of the Mindful in 5 book series. Today, our topic is cultivate clarity, and we're talking about it in the context of decision making. In the dynamic world of leadership, the ability to make clear, confident decisions is paramount. Yet, in the storm of responsibilities and rapid changes, how can you remain steadfast and visionary? Meet Cassie, the leader of the support group in the Mindful in 5 book series. She is an engineer by trade, and each week she teaches this support group of 12. She has many decisions to make, both at work and in how she steers the group. By grounding herself in the present, she taps into a reservoir of focus, allowing her to see situations with heightened clarity. This clarity is not just about understanding the facts, but about discerning the nuances, unspoken personal team dynamics, and in particular, the ripple effects of her choices and her words on the lives of the members of the support group. When motivated by this depth of understanding, she navigates complexities with a certain ease, unwavering in her determination and fueled by an inspired vision. Cassie uses her morning meditation time to be still, allowing her to hear her inner voice. This stillness is where confident decisions are born. She can stand brave and certain amidst chaos, her choices reflecting not just immediate solutions, but visionary paths forward. To the extent that unknowns and uncertainties exist, this confidence can also fuel the transparency to be upfront and even vulnerable about the variable factors that may influence the direction of a particular strategy. We can learn from Cassie's approach and the power of reflection. Before making crucial business decisions, taking a moment to reflect can yield powerful insights. Even before making any statement that comes out of your mouth, taking a moment to reflect can yield powerful insights and perhaps guide your words. It's not about second-guessing yourself, but about ensuring that every decision is aligned with your company's core values and strategic objectives. When you are truly in sync with yours and your company's purpose, your decisions become not just effective, but deeply meaningful in advancing your organization's objectives. Now you might be wondering, how do I start incorporating that kind of mindfulness into my leadership style? Start small. Dedicate a few minutes each day to simply be present. Whether it's during a team meeting, while drafting an email, or even when facing a challenging situation, allow yourself to be fully immersed. Observe your thoughts, recognize your emotions, but don't let them sway your determination. You can also start, as I often advocate, by spending 5 minutes each morning before you start your day, by just sitting in stillness and reflecting. You can reflect on your day. If you need help with topics, you can certainly pick up a copy of Mindful in 5 and use the 5-day, 5-minute meditations in there to help guide you. But the point is just spend 5 minutes being still and reflecting and allowing yourself the time and the space to plan your day, to look ahead to the challenges that you anticipate and see yourself overcoming those challenges that aren't roadblocks, but become opportunities for growth. In conclusion, leadership is as much about the heart as it is about the mind. It's about being passionately invested in your vision while also being focused and adaptable in your approach. By intertwining mindfulness with leadership, we not only enhance our decision-making capabilities, but elevate our leadership journey to one of profound significance and impact. So as you chart your course, remember to be still, be visionary, and above all, be a leader who leads not just with the mind, but with the heart. Thank you for listening today. Try that this week and see how it fits you. Join us next week as we continue to discover our peaceful path. Until then, this is Biwe saying, be mindful and be well.
Thank you for listening to Mindful in 5. If you enjoyed it, share it with a friend. Follow and rate it on your favorite podcast platform. Pick up your signed copy of the book and journal from SpeedwayJefferson.com or unsigned copies from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you get your books. Visit SpeedwayJefferson.com to download sample chapters of the book, watch videos, and become a mindful ninja. Join us on the LinkedIn Mindful in 5 group and share your thoughts. Until next time, be mindful and be well.